So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf had brought the pasuk, "Lemin hayoyim ashebor likim odem al haaretz, miliktzei hashemayim bat kitzei hashemayim," to teach that one should not delve into matters concerning that which preceded the creation of the world. Our Gemara here relates this same pasuk to the physical dimensions of Adam Harishon, saying that Adam Harishon min haaretz ad l'rakia. Adam Harishon was created so tall that his full height reached up to the heavens. However, after the chet of Eitz Hadas, his height was diminished, as noted by the pasuk, "Achar bekedem tzartani batoshes alaikapecha." As Rashi explains, that Adam Harishon was stating that he went through two phases of creation: the original phase, when he had incredible height, and subsequently, after the sin, when batoshes alaikapecha, when Hashem lowered the height of Adam Harishon to regular proportions. The Gemara continues with more teachings regarding the creation of the world. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Asar Dvarim Nivra B'Yom Rishon. There were 10 items which were created on the first day of creation. Ve'eluhein, Shemayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth. Tayu V'Vayu, which the Gemara explains further as being, Kav Yorik Shemakiv Es Koloy Lim Kuloy, Shememenu Yotzeh Cheshech, a green line which circles the earth, from which darkness emerges, and Vayhu, Avanim Hamafulamis, Hamushukoyis B'Tahayim, Shemehen Yotzin Mayim, stones that are embedded in the abyss, from which water flows forth. Arev HaChayshach, light and darkness, Ruach HaMayim, water and wind, Midas Yoyim Umidas Laila, the 24-hour cycle of the day. The Gemara brings supportive proofs from the Pesukim for each of these 10 items. The Gemara continues, Ori Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, Adam Tzeifa Bay Misaifa Ilma Tzeifa. The light which Hashem created on the first day of creation was a spiritual light through which Adam Rishon was able to see from one end of the world to the other. However, when Hashem saw that people would sin with the Der HaMabel and Der HaFloga, He armed the Begonzai LaTzadikim LaAsalavai. Hashem hid this precious light for Tzadikim in the future world. The Gemara continues, Amrav Zutra Bar Tovia Marav, Ba'asar Dvarim Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 attributes, B'chachma, with wisdom, U'Bisvuna, with understanding, U'Bidas, with knowledge, U'Bakayach, with strength, U'Vagar, with censures. As the Gemara explains further, that Hashem Kibayachal stopped the process of creation to prevent destruction, Ubigvur, with courage, Ubitzedek, with righteousness, Ubimishput, and justice, Bechesed, with kindness, Uberachamim, and compassion. Again, the Gemara brings various supporting psukim to show that, in fact, each of these attributes each played a major role in and participated in the creation of the world. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbon, Beishamei Oimim Shemaim Nivru Tchila. Veshamei holds that the heavens were created before the earth, as the pasuk states, Shenema bereishis bara likim es hashamayim v'saaretz. While Besil holds, Eretz nivras tchila v'achkach shamayim. First the earth was created, and only then the heavens, as the pasuk states, Bayoyim asayis Hashem alikim Eretz v'shamayim. Whereas the Chacham maintained that zeh v'zeh kachas nivru, heaven and earth were created simultaneously. The Gemara continues, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oilahem lebriyis shirayos, ve'en yodos marayos, oimdos, ve'en yodos amahayin oimdos. How foolish are people who do not take time to realize who exactly is supporting this world. Ha'aretz ama oimedos al hamudim. The world is supported by beams. Amudim al hamayim. The beams are in turn supported by the waters. Mayim al haharim. The waters rest on the mountains. Harim beruach. The mountains rest on the winds. Ruach b'sa'ara. The winds on the storm wind. And finally, Sa'ara Tluya Bizroya Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kibyachal, the arm of Hashem is what holds up the storm wind, as the pasuk says, Shenemar U'mitachas Zroya Soilam. And so in essence, the entire creation is thus supported, kibyachal, by the Zroya of Hashem. V'acham Ayrim Al Yud Beis Amudim Amedis. V'acham teach that the world is supported by 12 pillars, as alluded to in the pasuk, Yatziv Gevulis Amim L'mispa B'nei Yisrael. Seeming to teach that the world is supported by pillars in the same count as the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. Whereas some say that there are 7 pillars, as the pasuk states, Chatzva Amudeo Shiva. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua holds that the entire world is supported by one pillar alone, which is the pillar of the Tzaddik, as the pasuk states, V'tzaddik Yisoid Oilam, that the Tzaddik is the pillar that supports the entire world. Amar Yehuda, Shnei Rekiim Hein. Yehuda maintains that there are 2 distinct heavens, as mentioned in the pasuk, Hein Lashem Lekecha Hashemayim Ushemei Hashemayim. Whereas Rish Lakish holds that there are 7 heavens, which are Viloin, Rekia, Shchokim, Zvul, Mo'in, Mochoin, and Arovis. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate in great detail about the unique function of each of these seven heavens. The Gemara teaches in the name of Rish Lakish. Whoever spends his night in the study of Torah, Hashem will draw upon this person's special kindness during the following day, as the Gemara learns. Umatam yoyim mitzav Hashem chazdoi mishum uvalayla shira imi. This chesed is given over to the person in the merit of his Torah study in which he engaged in the previous night. Where some learn this teaching in the name of Rish Lakish as follows. Kol ha'isik b'Torah b'olam hazeh shu doim l'layla. Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe lov chutzal chesed l'olam haba shu doim l'yoyim. Whomever studies Torah in this world, which is compared to nighttime, Hashem will extend extra chesed to this person in the future world, which is compared to day, as the pasuk says, "Yemem mitzava Hashem chazdoi uvaloiloi shiroi imi."